The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon. This is the Overdrive Show and I'm Robin Smukla, and I'm very pleased to be speaking to Rolene Marks this afternoon. Hi, Rolene.
Where the two rows collide, Robin and Rolene, how are you doing?
I'm great. I had such FOMO yesterday having to sit on the sideline of a conversation. So today I'm excited to be diving right in.
Jump in anytime.
Fantastic. So we hear that U.S. President Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu finally speak. What do we know about that conversation?
Well, Biden faced a lot of criticism here in Israel for not being one of the first leaders to congratulate the chairman of the Likud, Benjamin Netanyahu, for his win last week in the elections. But he did phone last night, and while we don't have the exact details of the conversation between the two, we do know that at some stage President Biden said to Benjamin Netanyahu, "We are brothers and we'll make history together." Now, we're not entirely sure exactly what he is referring to, but we do know that Netanyahu is reported to have said to him that he will ensure that we sign more peace agreements. So let's see what happens. You know, the normalization bingo is well underway. And so we have some bets. Will it be Oman? Some will it be Saudi? Some will it be as far afield as Indonesia in Asia? But there's only one way to find out, and that is to watch this space.
Amazing, and let's hold out our hope for that. And today we see there's an op-ed in the Jerusalem Post imploring the new government not to allow for an overturning of the High Court. What does that mean?
Well, this is a very big issue. This is one that is concerning a lot of Israelis. You know, there has been a lot of shock and concern. And I'm going to be very honest. I know some of the listeners don't like it when I say it. But guys, you know, we have to have these conversations, that following last week's election results, we have seen this massive showing in the government by Otzma Yehudi. Yesterday, we spoke about Smotrich trying to flex his muscles to try and end soccer or football, just depending on what side of the Atlantic you are. Matches being played on a Saturday. We've also heard from Smotrich early in the day. He's demanding a de facto annexation of the West Bank. And on their platform, which is why many believe that the party did initially have the support of Benjamin Netanyahu, is this plan to enable a slim majority of 61 of the Knesset's 120 members of Knesset to be able to override rulings by the Supreme Court. Now, for many Israelis, it is absolutely sacrosanct in a democracy that we keep these two institutions, the High Court or the Supreme Court, and the government, the Knesset, as two separate entities. It is absolutely imperative to our democracy. You know, Israel doesn't have a constitution, contrary to what many people think. So our checks and balances, the institution that ensures that democracy happens, is our High Court. And I know that for some people, the rulings are not always in their popular opinion. But we do have the reputation of having one of the most moral and democratic Supreme Courts in the world. Now, one of the reasons why it is feared and it is believed that this could happen is that should this go through, it could seriously work in Netanyahu's favor as far as his legal troubles are concerned. So there are growing concerns that Israel has to preserve its democracy by ensuring that we keep these two major institutions separate, because we do need the checks and balances that hold the government accountable for their decisions.
Wow, that is indeed interesting. I think if you actually understand the politics, it should go on your CV as part of your skill set. It's so complicated and so intense. And we see President Herzog is representing Israel at the COP27. Yesterday he addressed leaders who were present. What did he say in his speech?
Well, before we get to your speech, some very interesting things happened today. There was a session or a regional meeting where President Herzog participated along with leaders from Iraq and Lebanon and even Algeria. And at one stage, the president, being the polite, very dignified, elegant man that he is, turned to his Lebanese and Tunisian, Algerian. No, it was Tunisia. So confusing. You flattered me, Robert, so I lost my train of thought. He turned to them and greeted them, and of course this has caused an outcry. You know, how could they greet him? But yesterday in his speech, in his address to the leaders at COP27, the president said that the Middle East is one of the regions in the world that is probably one of the worst hits by climate change, by the changes to the environment, and that Israel is willing to work with our partners in the region, with countries in the region, near and far. So basically, if you read into what his speech was saying, is that he was saying, you know, you don't necessarily have to be an allied country to us. We have a big threat that is bigger than all of us, and at some stage we need to come together and work together to deal with it. Just a couple of weeks ago, we came together with Lebanon to reach an agreement on the maritime border. Now we can do the same thing as far as finding solutions or meeting the challenges placed by climate change. One of the significant challenges is the shortage of water. Earlier today, Israel and Jordan and the United Arab Emirates renewing the deal, which will see Israel give Jordan desalinated water and Jordan give Israel solar powered energy. So even though Jordan is a country where we do have peace in place with, it's not out of reach to want to work with other countries in the region as well.
That's an incredible thing to hear, especially knowing Israel's history of water issues. So now they're the leaders. And in Tel Aviv University, they reported a major breast cancer breakthrough. Can you tell us about that?
Well, this is huge. I mean, there are so many in our community, in our countries, that are either survivors of breast cancer, lost somebody to breast cancer, or are battling, are cancer warriors. And the Tel Aviv University researchers have identified a mechanism that has helped anybody who's undergoing chemotherapy for breast cancer respond better. And it's also reduced the high incidence of lung metastasis from 52% to 6%. So basically what they have discovered is a way to respond much more positively to chemotherapy. And also they have found that if they add an anti-inflammatory to chemotherapy, it also reduces metastasis as well. So very, very important and welcome research coming in from Tel Aviv University's team of researchers.
Wow, that's an incredible breakthrough. Thank you for sharing it with us. And thank you once again for joining us on the Afternoon Drive this afternoon. That was Rolene Marks. Thank you.